Today on Core Values, Chris is here to talk about President's Day.
You know, Sean, of all our national holidays, this is the silliest one. I mean, how are we supposed to celebrate today? Thinking about Chester A. Arthur? There once was a time the U.S. observed George Washington's birthday, and as he was our founding father, that was a perfectly appropriate thing to do. In fact, most countries celebrate their liberator, which George Washington most certainly was. And then, for some reason, somebody decided we also had to honor the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. Now, Mr. Lincoln was a fine man, but he's hardly in danger of being forgotten. His face is on Mount Rushmore, on our money, and then there's that, you know, big memorial at the end of the mall. Because Mr. Washington and Lincoln have birthdays 11 days apart, it was then decided to combine them into the weirdly named President's Day. Now, I'm all for three-day weekends, especially in February, when some of you can sneak off to warmer climes for a few days. But returning to the much more appropriately named Washington's birthday makes much more sense than also tossing in Millard Fillmore and Franklin Pierce. And so, it's a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. We'll